In one of the overwintering polytunnels at the Botanic Garden in Cambridge, there is a new and rather unusual addition nestled between the papyrus and banana trees. The garden is acting as a host for a pilot plant for the Energetic Algae Project, testing how feasible it is to culture microalgae in our geoclimatic conditions. The aim of our work is to establish what role algae can play in the development of a low-carbon economy. Our pilot plant comprises a 6-metre-long photobioreactor. The reactor has a capacity of 300 litres and will be used to test the growth of a variety of commercially promising algal strains. The 10-litre bubble columns are used to run smaller experiments and generate inoculum for the bigger bioreactor. At present, several different species of marine microalgae are being tested for their ability to grow in the UK climate. All of the data gathered from the experiments is fed into a central database. This will enable other partners to use computer models to better predict the impact of location and climate conditions on microalgal growth. One of the interests of the Enalgae project is to understand if microalgae can be a viable feedstock for bioenergy. Algal biomass can be used as an input for anaerobic digestion, or lipids can be extracted from microalgal cells and converted into biodiesel. However, there are a number of challenges to making this economically feasible.
Microalgal cultures are effectively very dilute, typically only having 1 to 5 grams of cells per litre of culture. By exploring some of the vast biodiversity of the microalgal species, there may be a potential to improve the viability of this. However, biofuels are not the only interesting aspect of microalgae.
Lipids can be utilised for their omega-3 fatty acid content for nutrition. Protein can be extracted from the microalgae to supplement animal feed, and antioxidants have applications in cosmetics and also nutraceuticals. For more information about the Cambridge University Botanic Garden, please see botanic.cam.ac.uk, and to learn more about the Enalgae project, please visit enalgae.eu.